This is a podcast from Rover.
On Tuesday, something spectacular happened across the Cook Strait. A Nelson paddleboarder who has become the first Kiwi to paddle across the Cook Strait on a rescue board, all for fundraising, completed her journey. Her name is Britt Spencer, a volunteer surf lifesaver, and it took her 4 hours and 8 minutes to do this 22-kilometre journey. And she is able to tell us the story now, days later. Britt, how are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling so tired and a little bit sore, but overall really, really stoked and actually pretty all right, which is amazing.
So tell us why. Why decide to do something like this?
I kind of had two driving reasons. One, I like doing hard things. I like challenging myself. I believe it's really good to kind of get yourself out of your comfort zone, and that's where we grow and develop. But then also, I wanted to do something good with it. So I did it as a fundraiser for the Nelson Surf Life Saving Club. We desperately need a clubhouse, so all the funds will go towards that.
Fantastic reason to do it, Britt. Now, my wife is very much enjoys her paddleboarding. She stands up. Did you? I'm assuming you didn't stand up all the way across Cook Strait, did
no.
you? Or did you lay down, or how does
no.
it work?
Yeah, so I did it on a prone paddleboard, so I don't have a paddle at all. I'm just lying down on my stomach or kneeling over on my knees. It's just my arms in the water doing the work.
Wow.
So, yeah, I wish I'd had a paddle. That would have been nicer.
Yeah.
So with your arms going into the water, were you a little bit scared what your arms could come across?
100%. They came across quite a few jellyfish, which was not something. Yeah, we had a few things on board to make sure I'd be okay if I got stung, but I didn't end up using them. I got stung quite a few times, but not too bad, which was good. You just kind of worked through them. But I was definitely afraid of, I mean, the Cook Strait's known for its great white shark.
Yes.
So I was a wee bit concerned about that.
Holy cow. So, Britt, did you have like a safety vehicle following you or something, a safety boat or...?
Yeah, so I had my amazing team on a quite a big big boat following me along, and then I had a couple of members on a jet ski as well.
You mentioned how long it sort of took you to get across there. I mean, if say, for example, if it was my mum on that support boat, I would have had to say to her, don't come, because she'd start yelling out things that would really annoy me. Did you have anyone yelling things where you're like, okay, stop that now, no more cheering, please? It's a long day.
They were reading out messages from my family, from my friends,
beautiful.
And
oh,
the donations amount. So that was really nice and really motivating when I was able to kind of handle that comms.
Yeah. Were any of the messages like from friends going, say, Britt, you're still okay for lunch today?
Yeah. Yeah. Where are you?
Well, actually, on that note, speaking of lunch and food, it's 4 hours of it's so intense with what your body's going through. Surely you're eating during that time. What do you eat while you're in the water?
You're going to laugh at this. I was drinking and eating the whole time. I had a lot of water, but then I was also eating baby food.
So, Britt, you talk about the timing. Were you doing it in a time when ferries would be going? I mean, was there a lot of wash that you had to deal with?
Yeah, so there were a lot of ferries coming past. There wasn't too much in terms of wash, but there was quite a big swell. We were like talking like a metre to a metre and a half, kind of. So it was very rolling and quite gentle, which was actually pretty nice. And we had a massive shipping container come in just behind us. So if I'd been any slower, we probably would have had to pull out.
Yeah, imagine that, eh? You get all the way there and then that something like that happens. The good news is, too, when you got off the board, I'm sure someone updated you on where your Give a Little page was at the time.
I think it was around the 10 grand, but now it's over 12, which is absolutely incredible. I could not be more grateful for everyone getting behind me, getting behind the paddle, but also getting behind the club.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, Britt, let's see if we can add more to that total this morning. So if you text Nelson to 559, we'll flick you back Britt's little Give a Little page, and hopefully we'll be able to get you club that you're after for the Nelson Surf Lifesaving Club.
Thank you so much. That sounds amazing.
For goodness sake, go and eat some really salty... I know you don't want salt, would you? You've had enough salt yesterday.
No.
Sugar, donuts.
All the electrolytes.
Yeah. Donuts, just no baby food, right, Britt? Just no baby food.
No baby food. No bananas, blueberry, and
Genoa.
Britt, lovely to chat.
Legend.
Thank you so much for having me.